Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Mercedes. How may I help you?
Is this Unique Modern?
I'm not familiar with that name due to I'm a third-party customer support agent at a call center. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name?
Well, what's the name of your company?
We follow behind over 400 companies that service different products. Yes, sir. So I won't know the company until I locate a name.
Greg Stover?
Yes, sir. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name?
95604.
Yes, sir. Be just one moment. Okay, no, sir. Could it possibly be in your wife's name? Because nothing pulled up under that.
How about 95602?
602. Okay, yes, yeah, sir. Just to verify I do have the right person up, could you please verify the address for me?
2320 Ross Drive, Auburn, California.
Yes, sir, and thank you for that. I do see this started on April 18th, where your bank declined a charge of $59.89. It started with a survey that said that you want a Dyson vacuum, but what had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said that you want a chance to be entered into a contest, and within the contest entry, it came with a subscription to a Bites Hub meal plan. But yes, sir, your bank did decline to $59.89. Yes, sir.
So you were going to charge me for that free vacuum that I was supposed to have gotten. Is that right?
Due to the terms of the conditions, they was going to place you in a contest for that vacuum and charge you for a meal plan.
Oh, well, I'm glad that I got rejected because I'm not interested right now.
Okay, yes, sir. Your bank did decline the charge, so they won't try to charge you again.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What a screwed up deal. All right, thank you.